You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Friday the 11th of January. Hi, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast. We do hope you're enjoying our podcast and especially the worship song, which ends each podcast. So thank you to Becca, Duncan and all the team from STC Worship. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please let me ask you to pass it on to a friend, the link, or somebody in your midweek community, and let's share the blessing further. In this week's podcast, at the beginning of this new year, we've been reflecting on Paul's letter to the Ephesian church and how these timeless words can still inspire us today as we follow Jesus in our busy, often hectic 21st century lives. Today, our week's reflections come together in Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. It's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. It's one of the most famous, well-known prayers in the Bible. It's an extraordinary prayer. It's full of passion and purpose, full of grace and truth. It's so rich. And in our daily podcast, the full Bible reading is usually at the end of the worship song, and we usually focus on one or two verses, but not today, as all the verses in today's reading are key verses. So, slightly longer podcast, because I want to bring the reading into this reflection now. So let me read Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. I love that scripture. Here's a reflection. There really is so much to consider here, and too much for a short podcast. So let me encourage you to read, first of all, this podcast, or listen to it again today, at least three times, and see what happens as you do that. However, today, we're going to consider two foundational truths contained in this prayer. Firstly, the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul prays, verse 16, that out of his glorious riches, he, God, may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, and that, verse 19, you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So, how does this practically work? How does this power actually come, Mick, you may be asking? How can I or we be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God? Well, the Lord wants us to know this power every day. And all we need to do is come before him every day, open up our lives and ask. You see, if we ask, he will come. Then we start to live out this power-filled gospel. Let me remind you again of this truth from Wednesday's podcast, and I quote, "Power comes from the message of the gospel, put into practice every day, by our simple acts of kindness, love and generosity, and a willingness to speak to others when asked about our faith in Jesus." There we go, the power of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the purposes of God's love. We can never fully understand or grasp the enormity of God's love for us, but Paul gives a wonderful image here of God making his home in us, being one with us, verse 17, he says this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Then he goes much further, as his prayer seems to take him into the courts of heaven. Just listen. 17 to 19. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. You see, God's love is that big. And Paul states what seems to be a paradox: to know that which surpasses knowing. However, through the Holy Spirit, we can really know this love in our lives and experience this love and then share it with those around us. And our vision or focus this year, 2019, at STC Sheffield, is to ask people to join us and grow as we embark on this Grow project. The first module is launched on Monday, 14th of January. Very exciting. You can access it through our weekly newsletter this week at STC. And if you're part of our church family here, make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. If you're not sure, or you know someone in your midweek community who isn't signed up, please contact the church office or your church leader today and do it. You see, we're preparing as a church to go deeper with Jesus as his disciples, that our lives and our families and our friendships will begin to overflow with this love every single day, to prepare ourselves for a spiritual awakening, which I personally believe is coming, and which will call many people back to God. We live in challenging and turbulent times. Just look at the TV or the press, or just look around us. But you know what? As Christians, it's good to be reminded, as disciples of Jesus, that these days also hold immense opportunities for all of us. Remember Tuesday's reflection? I quote, "This day and every day, choose thankfulness, choose joy, and know his peace." Trust me, I'm a vicar, you can trust me. There isn't a disaster ready to happen every day, around every corner. Actually, there's an opportunity to step into every day. And as we conclude this week's podcast, let's pray now that the Lord Jesus will pour his love and peace and his power and purpose into our lives and into the lives of those we love as we commit to grow and follow him every day of this new year. Honestly, my dear friends, there are exciting times ahead. Here's a prayer for today. Lord, thank you that in you we can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that's at work within us. I ask, Lord, that today I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God, and you would use me this day to be a blessing to others in the days to come in this exciting new year. Lord Jesus, bless the Grow Project. Bless our church family. Pour out your Spirit, Lord, as we worship you now. Amen.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name. Your love was greater.